We have 45 minutes before we have to change the tape. We'll run out of tape in 45 or so.
Yeah. So we'll just kind of run through this quickly because then I'll get into the juicy stuff later that I want to get into. Religion.
And so let's just get started. And you focus it for me. The red rose is called the, it's a symbol in socialism. Communist and socialist throughout the world. Socialism was founded in England by the British monarchy, and the symbol for socialism all over the world is the red rose. So when you see these gangsters and politicians wearing a red rose, that's a symbol of the Tudor dynasty in England. The Tudor dynasty in England is called the Tudor Rose, and it goes back to Jesus being called the Rose of Sharon, the Tudor Rose, or the Red Rose of Socialism, or the Rothschilds in England, the Tudor Rose. All right, next. Wait a minute, what am I saying next?
We'll decide what is next. Silly of me. I was thinking, why is Paul doing that? It's my job. Okay, so now we have the Tudor Rose again, and this time you'll see this. I don't know. It's probably a gangster, or drug pusher, or pornographer, or something. You can bet if he's sitting with the Queen, he is Illuminati. Bet on it. And he's wearing the red rose. He wants you to see it too. Here's Castro carrying the red rose. Of course, his is a little wilted, but so is he. And his government's a little wilted. But nonetheless, bad off as he is, at least he's carrying his red rose. Here's the guy who was the top communist boss that Yeltsin beat out of office. It's from the LA Times, and you see the red rose in his hand. Here's a guy called the Butcher of the Balkans, who one of the murderers that's causing that thing going on in the Balkans with his red rose. Here's another gangster, with a socialist with his New Covenant for America, the Brit, or the New Brit for America, with his Tudor rose. You got to ask yourself, why would a president, a newly elected president, stand in front of a poster posing like that with a red rose in his hand? Why would he do that? Huh? Unless maybe he was told to do that by his masters. Yeah, he has no alternative. He just does what he's told to do.
Yeah. You mean Joe Campbell, the commie?
Incidentally, almost all of the tobacco companies in this country are owned by the British. Fire, symbol of fire, is the pyramid. That's where we get the word pyramid from, pyramid. Pyramid is fire, like a pyromaniac. Pyra is fire, and mid means middle. So it's the fire in the middle. That's why in men's restrooms you'll always see the triangle of the pyramid. Yeah, it's the fire of sex in the middle of the human body. Yeah. Come on, baby, light my fire. It's the fire of sex. No, seriously, that's where it comes from. That's why you have the triangle on the men's restroom. The women have the circle, triangle and the circle. But it has to do with ancient symbols. And how it's being used today is a different story when you get into the Illuminati. But it's a fascinating idea about why the pyramid is called the pyramid. And the idea of the pyramid in the original was the fire of intellectual, spiritual enlightenment was inside of the pyramid. It's the fire of intellectual, spiritual enlightenment. Pyramids are being built all over the country right now. And the Mississippi River is referred to by the secret societies as the New Nile. America is the New Egypt, and the Mississippi is the New Nile. And on the New Nile or the Mississippi are all of these different cities which are on the Nile, like Memphis, Tupelo, you know, all the different cities that are in Egypt on the Nile are also cities on the Mississippi. In France, that the French at the Louvre Museum, the new Louvre has the pyramid. Here we have the Arco, going back to Jason and the Argonauts. Or Arco goes back to Argonauts, which is the Malta, the Knights of Malta cross, and you'll see that later. But the cross of Knights of Malta is actually the four sides of the pyramid with no capstone in the middle. Here is the cap. It's called the Phrygian Cap of Liberty. The Phrygian Cap of Liberty. You'll see it up there. It was used in the Roman times. It was always on a spear or a rod. And when it was on a rod, great, you see that magic I did? When it was on a rod, it symbolized, okay, let me do that. When you see the Phrygian cap on a rod or a spear, it symbolized sexual. It has a sexual symbol, symbolism. And we can get into that later, but there it is again. You'll see the Phrygian or Phrygian Cap of Liberty. It's a fascinating study of what the cap meant, why, and the symbolism behind it. Basically, well, let me just say this, that the Phrygian Cap of Liberty was the male organ. And that when it was on the rod, it was in erection, which was symbolism in the ancient world that was used before a war. Before one country went to a war with the next, they would symbolize in their symbols the Phrygian cap on a straight rod, which was the symbolism was that was a male erection. And it had to do with the violence of male sexual violence. And that the war was going to be like a rape. It was going to be a forcible overtaking, a raping of another society. And then after the war, it would be lying down. It would not be on the spear, which symbolized the rush of a violent sexual revolution or war has now subsided, and the war is over. And that stuff is even, you know, used in our societies today. The shell, I'm just showing how, like even at the Panorama Mall, we have the same concept of the sun coming up. The idea of the shell is the sun rising over the mountains of the east. You'll get into that later. Here's the double square of Freemasonry, the interweaving of order and disorder, or the 90 degree and the 45 degree angles, which ultimately create a harmonious design. So it's talking about order and disorder being ultimately creating a harmonious design, so that eight-sided star or the double square Freemasonry represents order and disorder. That's why so many police badges are eight-sided. That's why stop signs are octagons, eight-sided stop signs, because it has to do with the red stop sign. It goes back to Rothschild. Putting a stop on things, order, disorder, that kind of things. Interesting symbolism. Here it is in occult Freemasonry, the two interposed squares of Freemasonry. Incidentally, in Freemasonry, when you see the G on Masonic lodges, a lot of people think that stands for God. It doesn't. Freemasons think it stands for geometry, which it doesn't. It actually goes back to the generative force. One of the gods in the ancient Babylonian temples was the god of sexual reproduction. And the actual symbol for that god was a G, or a symbol like that, that we have come today in our language to call a G. It was the god of sexual generation. So it didn't have anything to do with geometry or God. The fall of Saturn. Again, we go back to Saturn. We'll see more about that later. Here it is in the Hebrew, the double square Freemasonry. And the chevron is the double square. Two square boxes sitting on each other, the double square Freemasonry. Here it is in the octagon central lobby of the House of Parliament in England, the double square. You'll see the pointed arch door in England. We'll talk about that later. There she is, the Queen Mother, or the Queen. Remember in the Bible it even says, I sit a queen and I shall never see mourning. This Babylon the Great, I sit a queen. And in the book of Revelation it talks about the great harlot who says, I sit as a queen and I shall never see mourning. And the city. In the book of Revelation talks about the city who has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. And there is a section in England, in downtown London, that is totally, completely separated from the city of London. And it's a square area, like about something like a 2 mile square in central London. And that area is the international banking cartels of the world. And it's called the city. So when you go to London and you say you're going to the city, you may think you're saying you're going to London, the city. No, no. That square within London is called the city. And consequently, that city is not controlled by London police. It has no connection with London whatsoever. It has, and its mayor is called the Lord Mayor of London. And when the Queen of England is going to officiate at the opening of the Parliament each year, she has to go into the city, not London, but she goes into that 2 mile square called the city, and she bows and curtsies, bows before the Lord Mayor of the city. Now, why would the Queen of England go down on her knees and bow before the Lord Mayor of London? It's because, quite simply, as holy and as righteous as the wonderful Queen Mother is, the city is the center for the Rothschilds international banking cartels for world power. And everybody goes on their knees there. Ain't nobody that officiates in government. I don't care who you are, king or queen, you go on your knees when you go before the House of Rothschild. So that tells you something about their Lord and their God's kingdom. I know who their God is. She's wearing the double square Freemasonry, the old Masonic jewels. Here's a double cross in Eastern Church, in the Eastern Church. These are not very good. That's why we're redoing all of my slides, but at least you get the idea. Here he is, the priest with the double cross. Incidentally, that's what they've been giving us for years, is a double cross. Yeah. Here it is again. You'll see it in American lung. Here it is on the Exxon, the double cross. Here's the seven-pointed mystic star, the seven-pointed star. It's called the mystic star or the star of illumination. Here it is with the Masonic orders of fraternity using the mystic star. While we have this, we could talk about the Pentagon, but right now I want to talk about the seven-pointed star. But the Pentagon, if you take the arms off of the five-pointed pentagram, inside you'll have a pentagon. That's why the United States has a pentagon, because it has to do with the five-pointed triangle of Freemasonry, or the pentagram. Remember, pentagrams are used in devil worship and all that stuff. Well, the inside of a pentagram is a pentagon. But anyway, back to the seven-pointed star. Here it is again. Golden Dawn, very important. Golden Dawn, Enochian magic. Here it is, Highway Patrol, seven-pointed star. Police, normally, the United States Navy wears blue. A lot of the police departments wear blue, fire departments, etc. A lot of the agencies, civil agencies, wear blue because of the blue degrees of Freemasonry. The first 3 degrees of Freemasonry are called the blue degrees. That's why the United Nations is blue. It's the blue degrees of Freemasonry. That's why the State of Israel's national cult of arms, national coat of arms of the State of Israel is all blue. And it's the identical color of the United Nations, and that you'll see later on, the document says that it's called UN Blue, United Nations Blue, which represents the blue degrees of occult Freemasonry. Here's something called Archives Orientalani, coming out of 1950, Czechoslovakia Oriental Institute. And this particular volume, Origin and Significance of the Megan David, or the Star of David. Megan David is Star of David. The origin and the significance of the Star of David. And here we get into the principal sources of information about the cult of the planet Saturn. You get into Solomon's Temple and the worship of the planet Saturn. I have that entire article photocopied, so anybody interested to learn what the Star of David really means and how it's connected to the god Saturn in Jerusalem, the holy city. And incidentally, the reason why Jerusalem's called the holy city is not because there's anything righteous there. There ain't never been anything righteous there. But the reason it's called the holy city is because it has been, in fact, the center of worship in the Middle East for thousands and thousands of years. That area we call Jerusalem has been the center for theology and worship. Everything from human sacrifice to sodomy to murder to violence, pornography, filth, degeneracy, everything that's ever been worshipped on the earth by the ancients was worshipped in the holy city. So there's nothing holy there. It's the center of worship. But you better look at what was worshipped there. Here is the symbol of the sun in the ancient temples of the Hindu temples is the an even earlier use, even before Saturn and the Middle East. The earlier use was by the ancient Aryans of India. They used the six-pointed star as a symbol for the sun within the circle, and that's where you'll always find the circle on the synagogue. You drive by any synagogue, you'll always see the round circle and the star in the middle. It has to do with the symbol of the sun, God's sun, remember? The Lord, God's sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N. And here in Los Angeles, ABC Towers, you'll see the ABC Towers in Century City. And you'll see ABC Towers are two triangles interposed. You put them together and become the Star of David. I don't know what that tells you about ABC. Here is the five-pointed, again, the five-pointed pentagram. Generally, the inverted pentagram is regarded as representing evil. You know, the Anton LaVey, the head of the Satanist church, and the five-pointed star pointing down is generally regarded as representing evil. We've seen that in all satanic cults. Okay. Again, the five-pointed star pointing down, inverted pentagram. Here it is again on a congregation of B'nai B'rit in New York. You see it? How come it's on a temple, a Jewish temple? I didn't put it there. I'm just drawing your attention to it. Again, you'll see the pointed arch. Pointed arches and pointed arch windows, both on churches and synagogues, represent the female womb. That's the female opening. The female womb is the pointed arch. That's why for 1600 years, men have not wanted women to be ministers in churches, because it doesn't fit the symbolism. The woman is not officiating or in charge inside the female arch. It's the man who's inside the female arch, not the woman. That's why they've never wanted women to be priests, because they don't fit the symbolism. The whole thing is nothing more than sex worship. And that's why the church is always in a square. From above, it's a square building because it was always based on the Lost Ark, Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Ark was nothing more than the female box. The female box is the Lost Ark. And they're out raiding the Lost Ark. The guys are out chasing the female box. I don't know what that tells you, but better look at that. I don't want to get into that. Sovereign Grand Commander's flag, we've got Ordo Ab Chao. Again, order out of chaos. The idea being, of course, is you create enough disorder and enough chaos, and people will get frightened to death when they see so much violence and bloodshed and all kinds of chaos, and they'll give the government the power, the political power, to deal with that kind of violence. They'll give them all kinds of power. That's the way Adolf Hitler came into power. He didn't scare everybody and come in and take over the government. He was elected. He was elected because there were thugs running around the city burning and looting and pillaging, and everybody even had 500 brain cells. Everybody knew there was Adolf Hitler's guys doing it. So if they just give him what he wants, he'll call off the thugs. So they give him the position that he wanted. He said he wanted to be vice chancellor of all Germany, so they made him vice chancellor. And be damned if all the violence stopped, all the burning and pillaging stopped, and Hitler came in and he put a stop to all that crime out there in the street. He put it there in the office with him so he could keep an eye on it. And that's the same thing we're doing today. All this stuff that's going on, all the violence and killing and all that stuff, the government wants it that way. It's good for business. Keep people scared and on their toes. Ordoab Kale. The double-headed eagle. Incidentally, the Russian symbol for today, for the new Russian Republic under Yeltsin, the new national coat of arms for the Republic of Russia is a double-headed eagle. The national colors on the coat of arms for the new Russian Republic under Yeltsin are red, white, and blue. Okay? And the new government... The new government house from which Yeltsin rules the new republic is called, in fact, the White House. Did you know that? Yeltsin rules from the White House. The new colors are red, white, and blue. The new symbol for the new Russian republic are the double-headed eagle of Freemasonry. And we get our red, white, and blue in America, not from the French. A lot of people think it was the French colors of red, white, and blue. No, no. The French got it from Solomon's Temple. Go back and read the Bible and you'll see in the Old Testament, Solomon's Temple's color were black, overlaid, and under the black was red, white, and blue. Inside was red, white, and blue, and out over the top was black. The black square of Freemasonry. That's why in Mecca today, in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca is a black square. It's the square marker board that you wear when you get a degree. Here it is again, Ordoab Kale with the 33rd degree. Reason why Freemasons have a 33rd degree is because Jesus died at 33. You know, or that's the story. The idea is that God's Son, actually the Son, that Son that comes up every morning, every 2,125 years or every 2,100 and some odd years, moves through each one of the constellations of the zodiac backwards. It's called the precession of the equinox. And it moves each 2,100 and some odd years, the sun moves out of one constellation of the zodiac and moves into the next constellation of the zodiac. And it moves into the new constellation at the 30th degree and leaves that constellation a little over 2,000 years later in the 33rd degree. So therefore, it begins its ministry. God's Son begins his ministry at 30 and dies and leaves at 33. So that's why the Freemasons have a 33rd degree, and the Lord Jesus died at 33. No, the Lord is the Son, God's Son, the light of the world. Of course, the Son's the light of the world. What else is? Well, just as you have seen God's Son go away on a cloud, he will come again on a cloud. Of course, that's the way the Son leaves. Go out there every night, watch the Son leave on a cloud, and watch it come in the morning. Every time it comes in on a cloud. And he will return. You're damn right he will return. Every morning it comes out. Well, he is our risen Savior. That's what the sun does, is rises. So I'm telling you, it's symbolism. But it's really much scarier than that. We'll get into that later. Everything's Ordoab Kale. From chaos to control. Remember the television program, Get Smart? Huh?
It's back.
Yeah, it's back. When someone tells you to get smart, they're implying you're an ignorant. Wake up. You know, get a life. Get smart. And what is get smart? The two sides of get smart is chaos and control. That's because you get control from chaos. And that's why there are so many philosophies, ideas, and philosophies, and teachings, and opinions all being promoted continually to keep people so confused they wouldn't know what the truth is if you wrapped it up in a slap and slapped them in the face with a newspaper. They wouldn't know what it is because they've heard so much silliness now on television that they wouldn't know what the truth is if you did show it to them. Here's an interesting picture taken out of a Masonic magazine, all the kindred orders of Freemasonry in Europe. But up here, the high priest of Jerusalem wears the interesting headdress. It's the same headdress that you'll see here, which is in fact Masonic. It's a Masonic headdress. Here's the Pope's headdress being worn by a Freemason. The all-seeing eye. Got to wonder why the papacy's headdress is connected to occult Freemasonry. Here is something called the Chapter Jewels of Freemasonry, and at the top you will see the high priest jewel of Freemasonry as the papal tiara. And all this is doing, well, wait a minute, I think I've got a better picture yet. Yeah, here is the high priest of Judaism, the high priest of Jerusalem with the breastplate of righteousness on. He's wearing, of course, the lamb skin, which is your diploma when you graduate from university. It's on the lamb skin, and he's wearing the lamb skin. The lamb, of course, is Jesus. Mary had a little lamb, remember? And the lamb skin. But it's interesting that here's the high priest of Jerusalem wearing the Masonic apron and the papal tiara. Why would the Jewish high priest be wearing the Pope's headdress? Well, why would the Pope be wearing the Jewish yarmulke? There's a lot of stuff they haven't told you about religion. And it hadn't got a thing to do with God or anything holy. It has to do with secret societies and fraternal orders. Here, we have another apron, Masonic apron. And on this particular one, you will see there's the Pope, King of England, and three people who are graduating with the square of Freemasonry. Here is something called the Royal Arch Chapter. It says, note the headdress of the principles of the Royal Arch Chapter of Freemasonry. There you'll see the sun. Again, that's the old Hindu symbol for the sun. Or when it's used in theology of the Hebrews, it becomes Saturn. But here it's the sun. And you will see the Royal Arch. There are six stones on each side, the 13th one being in the middle is called the Keystone. That's why Pennsylvania is called the Keystone State, because it was the 13th colony that held the held the Royal Arch of Freemasonry together. The 13th colony was called the Keystone. There again, the Pope, the papacy. Here's St. Louis, who was said to have given to World Freemasonry the Royal Arch degree in Jerusalem, St. Louis in Jerusalem, and there it is, the Royal Arch. The Royal Arch of Freemasonry in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's there, isn't it?
Here's the summit of the arch. This is taken from a State Department, United States State Department bulletin called Summit of the Arch. And here is the Great Pyramid in Paris, the Louvre Museum, with all the international gangsters, thugs, or whatever. And they're all standing before the pyramid, and it's called the Summit of the Arch. Why would they call it in front of the pyramid, with all the leaders of the Western world meeting, and call it the Summit of the Arch? And why are the military guards holding their swords down in Freemasonry? When the king comes out, they would touch the swords over, and then the king walks under the swords raised. Because what's being said here is that Freemasonry is forming the pyramid. And you're walking through as the king or the president through the pyramid of Freemasonry, which is founded by and protected by the arms. The arms of Freemasonry making the pyramid, the king marches through. However, here, they have their sword of state down, so it's showing symbolism that this is a time of peace when all nations come together. So they lower the sword of the state and the sword of war. It's fascinating symbolism in here. Here is the Pope with all of the ambassadors on their knees. That's bad quality. I mean, that's bad symbolism. We're going to have to put that somewhere. Well, try it. Put it wherever it was. Okay. Is that all right now? Can you hear it? Okay. The symbolism here is very, very interesting. Here you have all of the ambassadors coming to the Vatican. And that's just bad political language when your ambassador goes on his knees to the Pope. You've got to ask yourself, how come the nation's ambassadors go on their knees before the Pope? It's certainly not because he's holy. The only thing holy about the papacy is its stories. Here is, the papacy. These are all symbols out of occult Freemasonry. The whole idea of the cauldron of fire, the revolutionary fire and cauldron of fire. The Knights of Malta, the papacy, Knights of Malta, King of England. Here again you have the Knights of Malta with Hitler using the Knights of Malta. Again, the Knights of Malta cross. Here is this is a handsome group of guys here. Can you get that planer? Can you focus it? Now, here is, incidentally, the swastika was a symbol for the sun, but it was called the black sun because the Buddhists and the Hindus had the arms of the swastika going the opposite way. Hitler inverted and turned their arms going the opposite way than the way the Hindus and the Buddhists have. The Buddhists have the swastika within the round white circle. The round white circle is the sun. And the swastika was a symbol of the sun as it walks across the sky. It's walking across the sky. It's Luke Skywalker. Luke is Lucius. Lucius is Lucifer. Lucifer or Luke Skywalker. He was walking across the sky. But the ancient Hindus and the Buddhists had Luke Skywalker's symbol going backwards. Hitler inverted it and had it going the other way, counterclockwise. Therefore, it was called the Black Sun, and Saturn was known as the Black Sun. Here is the Knights of Malta religious symbol being worn by the Nazi, and you'll see it's a circle within a circle, and then the four corners of the cross. There it is again. Maybe you can get it clearer. Two circles, and then the cross. A circle within a circle. Here you'll see it on churches. Churches have the same symbol. Here it is in the First Congregational Church in Pasadena. So the point is that these same symbols that are used by Nazis are also found on churches. Here is the Knights of Malta, or the Knights of the Temple of Solomon, with their the Order of the Red Cross, the Order of Malta, and the Order of the Temple. So when you give money to the Red Cross, just remember that's where it's going. And that's why, and just remember that's why in wartime you send the Red Cross behind enemy lines to negotiate the release of prisoners in any war. It's the Red Cross that can go behind the battle lines, and all enemies respect the Red Cross, and so the Red Cross can send in people behind enemy lines. Why? Because the whole war is being orchestrated by the same people. So the Red Cross is working for the Illuminati. That's part of the Illuminati conspiracy. The Red Cross, the Order of Malta, the Order of the Temple, Knights Templars who give you banking. Then you have the Order of Knights Templar, and you'll see in hoc signo victae, or in this sign you will conquer. The Constantine was said to have seen this crossing the Mopian Bridge. In hoc signo victae, or in this sign you will conquer. And that's exactly right. That's what Christianity did during the Crusades. It conquered. It didn't feed the poor folks. It didn't say, in this sign you will feed all the poor folks. It says, in this sign you will conquer. And that's why all the swords were crosses turned upside down. You turn the sword up, it becomes a cross. It was used to conquer lands, the Crusades. Here is a Knights Templar, 33rd degree, with the cross, the Masonic cross. What am I trying to say? The Knights of Malta cross. And here it is on Masters of the Universe. That's what they figure they are, Masters of the Universe. Here it is again. Here it is again, Knights of Malta. Here it is on the fire department for the L.A. Fire Department. Hollywood Bowl, the Royal Arch. That's why every Easter, Christians go out to the Royal Arch and celebrate an Easter sunrise service. Because God's sun is risen, right? The Royal Arch, Knights of Malta. You got to wonder why it's doing what it's doing on the fire department. Political life under fascism. In most cases, fascists have come to power after a nation has suffered an economic collapse, a military defeat, or some other disaster. The fascist party wins mass support by promising to revive the economy and restore national pride. So we're talking about reviving the economy and restoring national pride. Fascism. The government also controls newspapers, radio, other means of communications. It issues propaganda to promote its policies, etc., etc. Here is a fasci. This is called a fasci, a symbol of fascism. Fascism, well, here it is. I wanted to show you this. Its name, fascism, was derived from the fasces, an ancient Roman symbol of authority consisting of a bundle of rods and an axe. So the word fascism comes from the Roman word, is derived from a fasces, a Roman symbol of authority consisting of a bundle of rods and an axe, a Roman symbol. There it is, the fasces, on the red coat of arms. Incidentally, a red shield comes in German, Rothschild. Rothschild is red shield in German. But here is the Roman axe. Can you see that? Can you focus that? That's a fasces. Here it is on American coins, the fasces. Here it is on the back of the old dimes, remember? The fasces. Here it is on both sides. And the great meeting room for the Senate and the Congress on both sides of fascis. That's in case you couldn't see the other one. I enlarged it. So when you see these fascists making their laws for this government, just remember, these symbols mean something. Here it is, the United States Senate, the crossing of the fascis. A bunch of fascists who are always talking about they're going to revive the economy and restore national pride and put you in jail at the same time. Because that's what fascists and Nazis are good at doing. And there's the Phrygian cap of liberty. Even the playing cards have the fascists. Incidentally, one of the playing cards has the king with the sword going through his head. That's the king that commits suicide when the Illuminati forces you to kill yourself. Sometimes you're forced on a game of chess to kill yourself. It's the king that puts the sword through his own head. A lot of interesting symbolism in cards. Here we have the presidential seal. 13 little berries inside of 13 leaves. 13 arrows, 13 stripes. 13 stars in the center of the Star of David or the hexagram. Everything's done in sequence of 13. There are 13 layers in the pyramid. There are 13 letters in Anuit Coeptis. 13 is a very important number. That's why we're told that 13 is an unlucky number. Why? Because it's unlucky for you. It's an Illuminati number. Yeah. And it's based supposedly on Jesus and his 12. Jesus and the 12 make 13. And later on you will find that the 12 apostles are referred to in the Bible as the cornerstones of the new empire, the cornerstones of the new order. And Jesus is referred to as the chief cornerstone, the builders rejected. And I will show you from reference works that the word in Greek for chief cornerstone is totally different than the word in Greek for cornerstone. The word in Greek for chief cornerstone, of which Jesus is twice referred to, means a triangle which sits on top of a pyramid. That's what the word chief cornerstone means in Greek, pyramidon, or pyramidal, a triangle sitting on the top of a pyramid. That's the Messiah, God's Son, the light of the world, and that's why there's light emanating from around it. It's a symbol of the Son, the triune God, God's Son. And, of course, the May 1st, this is 1776 in Roman numerals. As I said, there's the 13 layers of the pyramid. And Nunc Coeptis simply means our enterprise is now a success, or our enterprise or project has been crowned with success. Can be said in different ways. And Novus Ordo Seclorum is, of course, novus meaning new, ordo meaning order, and seclorum meaning secular, like your secular job and secular education comes from seclorum, new order of the world. Our enterprise is now a success. We have now got everybody on their knees crawling and waiting for the new order of the world. And Christians are out all over the world preparing everybody to accept God's kingdom that's going to unite the whole world. And all it amounts to is it's the same old Illuminati conspiracy coming out of the ancient world. But hidden within the precepts and concepts of the original cult out of which the Christianity was developed is a very, very interesting story. It's based on astrotheology, and it's a fascinating story, and maybe I'll get into that later, where the original concepts of Christianity originally came from and how they were then used by the Illuminati. And I find it to be fascinating. We only have a few more moments, but this is the $1 bill, and up here in this little area right here, you will see on a $1 bill on the right-hand side, can you focus it? Is a little owl. Right? There he is.
Unbelievable.
A little owl. And the little owl is there because it represents the Bohemian society. The Bohemian society once a year meets on the Russian River the last 2 weeks of July, and they have symbol, they have about a 20-foot high owl at night. And I have a picture of all the presidents dressed in Ku Klux Klan type outfits, robes with pointed headdresses, not Klan outfits, but similar. And that they wore robes and pointed headdresses, and the presidents, all the presidents living, this was at the time Reagan was president, standing in front of the owl, worshiping the owl after midnight. And they say the reason why they do that is because the owl represents wisdom, because it can see things in the dark. And consequently, the people who are running this country see things in the dark. Time out.
There is no side B. Please fast forward your tape and go to tape number 3.